Hi, welcome back to another Monday when we're recording, or Tuesday when you're watching.
What is today?
Monday.
Hi.
Hi.
Another episode. We love doing these episodes and we hope you like listening and watching to them.
We do.
Nothing like watching to something. A tough grammatical stop, but we'll pull it back with a newfound fan's favorite, which is, of course, show and tell.
Show and tell. Do you want to go first? Should I go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I did some online shopping this weekend to get myself a kettlebell. Came out a bit heavier than last time, as you can see. It's a 12 kg up. Easy work. I think the person who made this is actually dyslexic because it's more like 21. But you see, oh, that was the table. Great for curls. Oh, people often ask me, how do I get with someone like Chloe? Kettlebell exercises. That's how you do it, Kings. Oh, feel the burn. So yeah, I think it's a Joe Rogan-esque inspired. He likes the old kettlebell. Let me just pop that down. But that's my show and tell. I can barely walk after my first workout.
I think I saw some new veins appear.
Not good. And your show and tell, what have you got for us?
So my show and tell is Sam and I both had some family come down from Germany. We thought it was quite interesting because Sam's sister-in-law, it's his cousin's wife. Things get confusing.
I've got a thing about this stuff. If it's not at least one person away, I stop listening. So just say cousin. Everyone does.
I tell Sam stories and I just have to lie that they're in closer relation. But anyway, Sam's cousin. And she's wearing her wedding finger on her right hand. And it's actually because your family crest, so my family's also German, we've got family crests, and it gets replaced, your family crest, by your wedding ring when you get married. So I brought mine. I thought that was a pretty cool thing to show. And what I also did, which I thought would be quite fun, is if I prepared a few German words and you have to guess what they mean. I'm going to try my best to pronounce them properly.
German words. Okay. Before we do this, were your family good Germans or bad Germans during the war?
I don't know. Okay, I think that
probably
they were
bad.
I think they were in South Africa during the war.
Or escaped to South Africa. But we won't touch on that.
Let's
hear some of these German words.
Okay. Zungenbrecher.
Heartbroken.
Oh, wait. I don't know if you can see. That's very close. It's a tongue breaker or tongue twister.
Okay.
Very good.
Zungenbrecher. I heard breaking. It sounded heartbreaking. Good. Next one. Okay. Keep them coming.
This is the experience I felt. You remember last week talking about me reversing? Okay, the word is Torschlusspanik.
Total panic.
Torschlusspanik.
Total panic.
Close, closing gate panic. When
so
I was reversing
thing.
Into my gate, yeah.
Okay, Torschlusspanik. sounds more Asian than German.
Okay, and this is my last one, okay? And I practice this on Google. Backpfeifengesicht.
Back five, usually implemented against strong attacking units when you want to have structure as a soccer
Why
side.
Why are you so good at these? Okay, I'm gonna say one more time. Think very carefully about this one, okay. Backpfeifengesicht.
I can't. Back five. I chose it.
It's very close. It's someone who has a punchable face.
How was that close to what I was?
Because it was like violent.
I was talking about like hockey or soccer.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. A painful.
Anyways.
Painful few words we danced through there.
I know. Mm. I hope everyone saw this jacket, but I'm getting too hot now. So.
Yes. I look like your sugar daddy dressed in a tracksuit.
But now we're color coding.
You've got a lovely.
Thank you.
Blazer on. Okay.
And some workout pants.
They can't see the bottom half of you.
Oh, I was going to show them the back.
No. We haven't degenerated to that sort of channel yet.
Okay.
Who knows? We might still.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. I did also, we touch on current events, what's going on in the world, what's going on in Africa. I read a terrifying headline that said Botswanans are, is that how you say it? Botswanese.
No.
Potentially more
not.
Exciting.
I think you were on there the first time.
So people from Botswana
are
coming to South Africa or fleeing to South Africa to get vaccines. And I thought if you're coming to us for vaccines, things must not be going well.
Well, I didn't think we're going to be going to Botswana for vaccines.
That was a painful sentence from Chloe, one of her worst on the podcast, but we've all been there. It looked like a sort of Busta Rhymes imitation. Okay. No, I just meant it's sad that they have to come, or yes, anyone has to move for vaccines.
Yeah.
There's so many vaccines. How is everyone not vaccinated?
That is crazy. So are we accepting people, or can they not get vaccinated?
I don't know what our border control is like. Probably not good.
Yeah. I mean, we've been saying for so long that there is a surplus of vaccines. And I feel like if there are some available, people should be able to get vaccinated.
Of course. And I'm done with people saying they need to do their own research. Nonsense. The research has been done.
Exactly.
COVID kills people.
We've got enough anti-vaxxers thanks to Tim Noakes.
Tim Noakes is an anti-vaxxer.
Are we surprised?
I am. I mean, he helped my dad lose 40 kilograms. You tend to respect people like that.
Yeah, I always thought he was a bit odd.
No, I still like him. He's got like that sort of grandpa feel. Like, I'd ask him for advice and he says, well, you know what? Just cut out carbs, old boy, and pursue your dreams. And I'd say, thank you, Tim. And off I'd ride into the sunset.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. But speaking of Tim Noakes is a competitive guy, rankings, athletes, sports science. I came across a hilarious article. It wasn't hilarious. I just found it hilarious.
Okay.
Because it was detailing the rankings, university rankings. Could you guess where our highest ranked university is?
In South Africa. Oh, in the world.
The highest ranked African university in the world.
So that's UCT.
See?
15th.
Okay. Try adding 123. Is my math correct? Yeah. Because they're 138th. So people who are at UCT, stop being so cocky about being at UCT. Good for you. Well done. We're all very proud of you. But at the end of the day, you're 138th. So you just need to pump the brakes.
In the world, though.
Yeah, but
in the world. People with UCT will run with that.
Number one in Africa, 138th in the world. Ooh-yo.
How many universities are there in the world? Thousands.
I've got a question for you. How many countries do you think there are in the world?
I think that there's like 500.
Buddy Opal. Okay, I promise. There are
our fact checker.
195.
No.
How crazy is that?
No.
195.
No ways. 195 countries in the world.
Yep. Crazy. I couldn't believe it myself. My intern for the day, Rupert, who's in the studio, he also couldn't believe it himself. And he does maths lit, which means these are his usual questions that he contends with on a daily basis. A mark for that, a mark for remembering his name, and if he remembered to go to the toilet and then hand in his paper, full marks.
Full marks.
We're proud of you, Rupert. Keep studying hard.
At least you don't do taxes if you can do maths lit.
True.
It's true.
Here is something for the UCT students or people who have been to university. Stellenbosch and Wits, the next two ranked universities, are between 250 and 300.
All I have to say.
What does that mean?
Losers.
But you're also a loser.
No, I'm a UCT.
You're I'm 100. 138.
I'm 100 ahead of them.
Losers are losers. I'd rather go to Miami, lose your mind, dale. With that sort of money, what are we doing? Why are we going to university, Chloe?
That's a good question and something that I have asked myself multiple times this week.
So why are we at university?
To learn, to get an education, to get a job. That's a big thing.
I don't know.
I'm not meeting people because I'm online.
You meet people online, but that's another app. Heyo. I don't know. I went to UCT. Look at me now. The employment opportunities don't really spring out at you, do they?
At LinkedIn is dry.
Ah, LinkedIn. I hate LinkedIn.
Well.
It's the fakest platform out of all of them. Where's my camera? There it is. I hate you, LinkedIn. You're fake and you make other people feel bad. It's worse than Instagram.
I have no idea how to use LinkedIn.
You just brag about whatever you're doing in your life.
Is it kind of like Facebook where you send out like a bunch of requests just to have connections?
A bit like that. Except I don't think anyone's trying to sleep with you on LinkedIn.
I'm not trying to sleep with anyone on Facebook.
Fair comment. Me neither. Bizarre. No, I'm not. I don't know. It is, but what are we going to do, Chloe?
I know. And speaking of LinkedIn, last month, I saw that Zoom, the app that we've all come to know, love, hate a little bit, has had to pay $85 million because they sold their information to LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, I'm pretty sure. LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, yeah.
Are we surprised?
Are we surprised?
I am, actually.
No, I am, because I've heard of, you know, people hacking Zoom and, you know, at the beginning of lockdown, you know, people were very scared about their privacy, wada.
Yes.
But you didn't think that Zoom would be the one hacking you, you know?
Well, there is that age-old saying that if anything's free, that's you're true. The product.
That is true.
You're the product.
Is that Zizek?
No, I think that's almost like Pinterest philosophy.
Okay.
If you dream, you can achieve. No, you can't. Smile anyway.
Yeah.
My next tattoo.
Yeah. Smile anyway.
No, it's a big old mess. But Zoom is Chinese. And the Americans warned us because they're anti-Chinese.
Yeah.
Anti-China.
That's true. China. That's true. Have you had any embarrassing Zoom experiences or no?
Not really. I think it's just embarrassing when you like shout at everyone who doesn't know how to use Zoom and then you start speaking and they're like, yeah, I'm sorry. You're actually muted. And you're like, fuck. That was humiliating. And then you're like, haha, sorry guys. But never anything too embarrassing.
Yeah. No, me neither. I haven't had anything too crazy. I think we did think that we were talking about a lecturer. So I was doing one of my UCT lectures. I was on a discussion thing and Sam was telling me about one of the lecturers and our mic was on. And they were like, oh, we can hear you, but you weren't saying anything bad, so it's fine.
Mm. Wasn't like the one time you were in a Zoom tut with an ex-lover who was taking it.
I wasn't going to bring that up because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if she watches or not.
Subscribe. No, don't name drop.
I wouldn't name drop. I just tell the story.
No, another time. When we get into more relationshipy stuff.
Okay.
When people start paying us money to part with our hard-earned secrets and life experience, then you'll get these golden nuggets. No, but we're also watching a bizarre series at the moment called The Sinner.
Yeah.
Very hectic. It has taught me that above all in life, I want to become a cult leader one day. I think I have the personality for it.
Well, you coach schoolboy hockey. That's what I've said to Sam. It's like he has this like devout following of schoolboys.
They will follow
you. Sound lovely. They do, but
they're a good bunch.
I think you could get them to do anything you wanted them to.
Okay, well, pump the brakes, Chloe. I need this employment. These cameras, I mean, we got Rupert snorting in the back. He's ready to come out with some allegations. Rupert is off screen and he doesn't have a mic, but he is my younger brother. And he is interning at Kids Eat Toast for work experience. So he's learned more in these 2 days than he has at, 4 years at Bishop's? Except for the mallet scandal. He really learned a lot during that. How to become famous overnight. No comment. A bit heavy getting into the Fiona mallet scandal. But no. There's been weird stuff that's come out during COVID. In Limpopo, they're trying to drive vaccinations through not allowing alcohol vendors to sell to the unvaccinated. And I was like, by tomorrow, the whole of Limpopo will be vaccinated. We need to make this guy the president. How clever is that? They don't have any textbooks in Limpopo.
Yeah.
Cast is a man you can't run. Now they can't drink. People will get vaccinated.
What have they got? That's incredible.
Well, think about young people having to get vaccinated to go to Plett Rage.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Maybe get some STD blockers while you're at it.
Maybe get some STDs. That you're just going to end it like that.
is that your note?
STDs.
Okay, we'll speak about that punchline sort of snapping thing. Rupert's giving it the hard no from behind. We try to bring him on board also to tell us what the youth are into, and I don't think it's this.
Okay.
So now he's just looking at his shoes. It's really tough to get this going. You know, also things that have been tough going, ABBA, but they're making a comeback. How crazy is that? I thought everyone in ABBA was dead.
Mamma mia.
There we go. That give me a man after midnight. What does that mean?
A bop. It's like a gigolo, I think.
A midnight lover.
Yeah.
I personally, I'm more of a morning man, if I'm being honest. Just tiring. I've worked a long, hard day. Toiled. My back's sore. Let me rest.
No.
No rest.
No. No.
Yes, okay. We'll get off this topic. Too terrible.
Too terrible.
Stayed up to watch the UFC the other night. Went to bed real late. It's always... Well,
we kind of both stayed up.
Well, you weren't watching the UFC.
No, I know, but
you
I went to...
sleeping.
Well, I wasn't sleeping. I suffer for UFC.
Ah.
I suffer for UFC. I also woke up to that to watch that Conor McGregor, Justin Poirier fight.
Justin Poirier?
Baby.
Oh, no.
Dustin Poirier
It's a good
fight.
Thing, it's a good thing MMA is not big in South Africa yet. Otherwise, it'd be dragging you for that Justin Poirier and Dustin Gaethje. If you know, you know. But didn't you have a questionnaire, a quiz that we've been trying to tee up here?
Oh, yes, I did. Okay, so I've got prepared. Which UFC fighter are you?
Okay, I know. I already know who I am. But let's do the silly quiz to find out.
Okay. These are the most arbitrary questions I've ever seen.
Okay. Don't contextualize. Just shoot.
How much trash do you talk on a weekly basis? I don't talk trash because I respect people. Not too much. I'm too badass and you talk trash. I get into it sometimes, but it's all fun. Shut your face. You got nothing.
Okay. I'm the fourth. I'm not the shut your face, but I talk a lot of trash on throughout the week.
Okay.
This podcast is a living testament to that.
Okay. Cool. Oopsie daisies. Next one. What do you love most about life? Making others laugh? Learning about the world and myself?
Making others laugh. There we go. Move on. Awesome. I like making people laugh. Like and subscribe.
Your friend has a few DVDs at their place and asks you to pick one. Which one you put on? A recent Hollywood blockbuster, Taxi Driver, The Dark Knight, or Life of Pi?
Richard Parker. Stop being such a monkey. Wow. Are you allowed to do those accents? I'm going to say that I was acting. That was, you make up your minds about that one. But I'd actually say The Dark Knight. I'm Batman.
Too late. What is the key to your own success? Talent, tenacity, or smarts?
Bit of everything, really. You know, it's the ultimate package. You're born with some certain aesthetics. You got a little talent, and then it's hard work that really cements it at the top. So if you can select all three, that would be great.
I'll select talent. Next. Okay, which animal are you most like? An injured bear, a spider, an owl, or an English bulldog with multiple personalities?
I don't look like an English bulldog, but I do have multiple personalities, so we'll go with that. If this makes me Darren Till, I'm going to be upset.
Okay, it says almost done. Get result.
Analyzing responses.
I know. It says highly. Oh, no.
Yes. I knew it. I'm Conor McGregor,
Conor
folks.
Conor McGregor. That is crazy.
My brother actually has the best Conor McGregor impersonation in the game. Rupert, you want to come do your Conor McGregor impersonation quickly? Oh, he buckles under pressure. That's why you'll never be him. No, that's so great. I love Conor McGregor. He's great for the world. He's great for the UFC. He's showbiz.
Showbiz, baby.
I've got a similar striking set. You see that elbow up the pipe? My only thing is that they don't let me partake in UFC because they know headbutts allowed, but that was a pillow, not a fart. Because there's some people who just listen to the podcast. I don't want them to think I'm just out here pooping, you know, just steady pooping.
Oh, my goodness.
Awkward break. Time for an ad. You've seen this before. You've heard it before. Look at that. It's safe. This is... I think I got some of myself while I was there. Shaving, obviously. It's the Lawnmower 4.0. You love Manscaped, Chloe.
I love Manscaped.
I do it for both. Rupert says, how can you shave your face with your pube machine? And I say to that, Rupert, live a little. Live on the edges. The smooth edges. Gone are the days of calling up my best friend, Kieran, saying, Kieran, I've cut myself. Kieran doesn't want to hear that. Kieran just wants to see my smooth balls. With Manscaped, you do see them smooth melons. Melons? Sounds like testicular cancer. This ad has gotten all over the place. It's a bit of a mess. But if you don't want your balls and your hedge situation to be a mess, head over to manscaped.com. they're shipping to South Africa. To get 20% off, ho ho, thanks, Sam. All you have to do, and Chloe, all you have to do is type in KETS, K-E-T-S, and you'll get a 20% discount and free shipping. Ho ho ho.
Manscaped.
There we go. I like it because our ads aren't even really ads. I think they're actually the funniest part of the podcast. You know, it's not funny though.
What's Jacob so funny? Zuma. I was about to say that. 58 days.
And he's free. Well, not free, but he's medical parole.
Yeah, on medical parole. Shame.
Hopefully he's not too sick.
Yeah, I guess you can't say something and then something actually happens. But I don't know. I don't trust these like dodgy dealings.
No, Zuma. I mean, I think we're being fair when we say not the most trustworthy individual.
Yep.
You don't think Jacob Zuma and go, that's who you want to marry your daughter.
That's a stand-up man.
Mm. Yeah. I must say, in terms of who's packing heat, I actually see Jacob Zuma with a fairly long schlong.
My money's on Cyril.
Yo, no, Cyril's a bit shorter. Shorter. But I back that. He's no Mikel Antonio. But I do think there's similar girth that could be compared with a Coke can when it comes to Cyril. And that is, or Pringles. More of a Pringle man. Ugh, this is truly disgusting. It's the way we sort of rebel against South African politics. We talk about dongs because we've got no power. Because clearly you can be the most corrupt person in the world. You don't have to do any time.
It's true. And not serve any of it.
What was crazy for me is that I read that article and mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, Zuma out. Crazy. But then I also read another article about these poachers in the Kruger.
Yeah.
And they've been sentenced to like 30 and 45 years. Hey, and I'm not pro poaching. I don't even think that's a thing. Hey, I'm pro poaching. But how can those people get served those sort of statements? They're just trying to provide a demand or serve a demand of Asian erections. You know, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And then old Jacob, he's a free thing.
It's money. And he's got a massive support system. Do you see the way that his, what is it? Was it his son who was backing him right before he got taken to jail?
Edward Zuma.
He's not here. He's not in South Africa. You won't find him.
He's not as pretty as Chloe, but that was essentially how he was speaking. So yeah, Jacob Zuma, a slippery Henry.
But so is the rest of the ANC. I know that it's like very popular to sort of bash in the ANC. It's not what I'm trying to do. But I did think that this was a little bit funny. Is that so our elections are going to be happening the latest as November 1st, I'm pretty sure. And the ANC has missed the deadline to register 93 wards. 93 wards they have not registered. Our government.
That's crazy. And they will still win those wards somehow. And they broke. So the ANC is not paying anyone. They haven't registered any wards. It's all falling apart.
It's all falling apart, yeah. Cyril thinks that the members of parliament aren't making enough money.
Well, fair play to Cyril. No, I like that. He's like, support your boys. He's like, we need more money to do less.
We need more than a milli. Don't they get paid like R1 million a year?
Some MPs. Yeah. Members of parliament for you. Simpletons.
MPs. No. Yeah. No. And the rest of our country's making, I think the grant is like R350 a month.
Jacob Zuma, the ANC. It also reminds me when I think of Jacob Zuma. When last did you fake something to stop doing it? And don't say sex because I'll have a nervous breakdown in front of these cameras. And for the record, I myself have faked an orgasm.
Really?
So let's destigmatize male faked orgasms. What's Rupert doing over there? Quieting down. You're making a noise. We're going to write negatively on your testimony. Rupert Holmes, disrespectful and late. But yeah, when have you faked something?
I've never faked the big O.
Well, I mean, maybe something more important than an orgasm.
I've faked a tan. I say this.
I'm a faker. I pretended. I've always been very competitive to this day. I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
And I was always very good at sports at school, cross country, tennis, whatever it is, cricket, hockey, wah, wah, wah. You know, I'm somewhat of a sportsman myself. And we'd be competing in under 13, we'd go to different schools and you'd have the cross-country race. And I was racing against this person and we were always very competitive. He was from Rondebosch.
Okay.
And, you know, some days it's just not going your way. And this wasn't my day. And he sailed past me. But he was running so fast, I was like, I can't compete with him today. So I faked an asthma attack. And I had to go to the doctor. I was on like a breathing oxygen machine. Some say I predicted corona. And it was so humiliating because they gave me an asthma pump that I then used to pretend to take because my parents have spent money on it. So
Samuel.
Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I owe you roughly 12,000 Rand.
Samuel.
Don't expect it anytime soon.
You didn't.
I promise you. I felt so guilty. I told Kirk about it recently and he was like, that's funny. I was like, okay, I'll tell other people.
It's socially acceptable. No shame. I mean, you were young.
I think illness wasn't big back then. That's been mentally ill.
Yeah, no, sports anxiety is genuinely, it is a real thing.
I used to vomit before cricket matches as well. I got so nervous. I chundered. Yeah. And then, but post-chunder, I was in sublime
Nothing
form.
Nothing could touch you.
If I didn't, I mean, geez, I just thought now maybe I'm anorexic.
It's bulimic.
we won't get into that, but.
No.
Ay, caramba. We're going to go back to the sort of rating system because I know people like it when things are rated, and I do too.
When things are in order.
So who do you think is the richest country in the world? And we're talking like GDP.
Oh my goodness, this is hard. I'm going to guess United Kingdom.
United Kingdom?
I know.
That is a...
I cracked, but I was going to say...
They're like that big.
I was going to say Japan, maybe.
Looks like that. GDP? Aye, Chloe. Did you do economics?
No.
The United States is number one, followed by China. Because you... Come on. Those are the biggest.
Fair enough.
Then Germany, then the United Kingdom.
Deutschland.
Somehow, we are 36th.
Where's the money gone?
I don't know where the money's coming from, even. It's crazy.
We're 36th. GDP, yes. South Africa.
So that's in terms of just money. Where do you think the best quality of life is? The world's best country for quality of life?
Somewhere like Sweden, Norway.
Very good. Now you're much better. Maybe you're more of a quality girl than a money girl. I respect that. Finland, number one.
Kimi
Räikkönen, Valtteri Bottas, those sort of stuff. And here we don't feature. South Africa, not very happy.
To me, it's just a hobby.
But they write the funniest article over here describing it. And they go, the CEO World, Rupert's farting in the back, CEO World Magazine 2021 report, Denmark, Norway, second and third, Belgium and fourth, Sweden and fifth, Switzerland sixth, Netherlands seventh, and Syria in last place. That's how they write the article. So if you are in Syria, we apologize.
Actually, I didn't mean to laugh. I was just maybe just laughing at the way they wrote it.
It's a turn of phrase for me that's very funny. It's Syria, Sudan, Montserrat, North Korea, and Comoros.
Montserrat and Comoros.
Mm-hmm. If you told me those countries didn't exist, I'd believe you. I've never seen those two before.
And yet they're part of the 193. You learn something new every day.
195. Actually, don't quote me on that.
I think
you said
194, but...
I'm not sure myself.
It's what it is.
Well, and then in slightly more lighter news, we're going to react also to a few of the top 10 Idols wooden mic compilations.
This is where I end up. You know when you start watching one YouTube video and an hour later, you always end up on Idols fails.
Well, here is Idols...
I'm very excited.
South Africa. So let's take a gander. Let's go through it. And we'll see what they have to offer.
Okay.
Wooden mic top 10. Roll it.
It's worth mentioning at this point that the host, very successful entertainer, businessman, name is Proverb/Proverb. Be who you want is the message there.
Coming in at number 10, it's Ayanda from Durban.
Chinese. How was the first judge's reaction to that? He was in like...
Wait, turn it a bit towards me.
Just sheer disbelief.
It's Ayanda from Durban.
Don't cry.
That is terrifying.
The worst thing is that they screen these people. They've performed once before.
Yes, it's pretty fake. There's one more that I want to show you. Okay. And that's really funny. Because if we do all of them, it's probably going to be copyrighty. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. This one, when I watched it the first time, I literally weed my pants.
Places at 7. Channel corner.
No, it's not good. A good time.
There's so much going on. First, this. Honestly, I didn't think the singing was that bad. But then when he coughs, hits himself in the throat, says it's not good, and just walks away. He doesn't wait for judging. How was that number 7?
Yeah, but at least he's honest with himself. He doesn't even wait for the feedback or go again. He goes, it's not good. I'll come back next year. For those of you who are listening on Spotify or Apple Music, just head over to YouTube just for that. Yeah, come watch that with us.
Just type in finale and wooden mic winner is in Barefoot Idol's essay season 16. Wow.
So how good.
There's a lesson there. Like, first of all, first of all, have the confidence, you know, to
back
go
yourself,
to go
you?
Onto a show. To go, I'm gonna, I'm gonna go win this thing. I can't stop it. Oh no! But then yeah. Secondly, also know when you've run your race. And that maybe the singing thing is not for you. And don't wait. Ooh, don't wait for others to tell you you're bad. Be self-reflexive and get up. So somehow he was 7th, but by far he was the funniest. He should have won the wooden mic. Wow. So Idol South Africa is successful. 16 seasons. It's like the Issy Dingo of, well, no, Issy Dingo is the Issy Dingo of reality or soapy TV. But wow, it's
that
great.
That was brilliant.
My other favorite Idol story is when the guy comes on the show, and this was like 2 or 3, the second or third season, and when Gareth Cliff was on. And so they ask him, like, they usually ask, are you Zulu? A vendor, da, da, da. So he says to I don't know if I can get through this one, but so Gareth Cliff says, so what do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, I sell chips and I sell sweets and that sort of stuff. So Gareth Cliff goes, oh, you're a vendor? And he says, no, I'm Zulu. And I was like, that was the best moment. Unscripted,
so
beautiful to watch. I do enjoy my idols. I don't like it when everyone's bad because it's just sad.
Oh, yeah.
And they mock people. But Idol South Africa, well done. 16 seasons going strong.
Would you give it a bash? Just for the fun of it.
This would be my idols audition. Okay. You can be the judges.
Okay.
Hello. I mean, hi.
Hi, Samuel. I mean...
How do you know who I'm in with a chance here. Okay, let me... Yeah.
Hi, could you tell us your name?
I am Samuel. I'm 19... Oh, I'm 24. Nearly Tinder dated you there. And I'm here to sing Killing Me Softly, Killing Them Softly.
All right, take it away.
Killing me soft... Oh, no. I couldn't do it. But why also do they sing that song all the time? People who come onto Idols, it's like they know if they sing Killing Them Softly. Is it Killing Them Softly or Killing Me?
Killing Me Softly.
With you, so. They always sing it. It always sucks. And it's just desperate to watch.
Do you know what the other one that they always sing is? The And I...
Oh, Whitney Houston.
I'm not trying to sing this properly. Okay. Just so that everybody knows.
What is it? Is that Celine Dion or Whitney Houston? Whitney Houston, I'll always love you.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote that about
that
cocaine.
That one is all...
or opiates. Shame. Yeah. R.I.P. Whitney Houston. Yeah, and who else? Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson got taken out by that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, he did.
Probably good that Michael was gone before cancel culture. Because he would have been done.
That's true.
In a big way.
I remember the day that Michael Jackson died.
Where were you?
I was at Oakhurst, my primary school, and everyone came in just looking so sad. And yeah. I'm trying to get through a story.
Yes, everyone said, yeah.
And everyone came in and they were like, oh, Michael Jackson died. And I said, who's that? Going on your phone.
Anyways. How do you not know who Michael Jackson was?
I literally had no idea who Michael Jackson was.
The king of pedophilia. Pop, sorry. Sometimes I confuse the two. I just like to tuck them up in bed. They're not your children, Michael. You can't be sleeping with. I mean, I had a nap with my brother the other day. Felt weird. He says it didn't happen.
Can't confirm that.
It was the roofies, my friend. That's why you slept like a baby. No. Let's quickly go to overrated, underrated.
I was just about to suggest that.
That we don't.
We don't go on that any further. All right. Yes.
Because lovely. Let me just check the time. I think we're good for time.
Whose turn is it?
It's your turn to answer.
Oh, to answer.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So quick as you can, overrated, underrated. If you feel it needs an explanation, give it an explanation. Okay. We'll start off nice and easy. 9/11. Wow.
They caught me so off guard.
9/11?
Underrated. It was a terrible, tragic event.
Okay. Moving swiftly on. Steve Jobs.
Overrated.
Steve Compella.
Don't know who that is.
Overrated then. McDonald's.
Overrated.
Wimpy's ketchup.
Oh, overrated. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Shots fired at Wimpy.
Disgusting. No, it tastes like this like saline solution.
Okay, wow. Chill out. ENTs.
Underrated. They do God's work.
G-strings.
Underrated.
Underrated and under your ass.
In your ass.
I put on a G-string the other day. I mean, what? I didn't put on a G-string the other day. It was my Borat costume, which is like a G-string. And I was like, girls are wild. This is very uncomfortable.
What now?
And I was put on your bra and pantyhose, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah. When is Borat dropping?
Borat's dropping soon. Borat?
Borat? Oh, underrated.
Pubes.
Underrated. I love them.
You like a bush?
I do.
A sagi fizzy bobblik bush. That's my best Israeli accent.
But at the end of the day, it's up to you what you want to do with your balls. And Manscaped's there if you need them.
Okay, Chloe's running two ads. That's fantastic. My last question.
Far away.
Porn leather couches.
Overrated. It's a cliche. Throw them out.
Yep, we have one. We've also done some work for OnlyFans, so link, bio, descriptions, clickety-click-clack. That's a joke.
Like, comment, subscribe.
I've got a new thing. For people that make it to the end of these podcasts, we love you because we're wrapping up now, so thank you. We hope this has made you feel better. I'm getting phone calls from people. It happens a lot during the podcast. They try to feature. Guys, this isn't live. Yeah, idiots. But everyone who's made it here, thank you so much. We hope this keeps you company. So I've got a little favor. If you have come here, please just go to Apple Music, mm-hmm. or Apple Podcast rather. Search Kids Eat Toast sometimes, especially if you do listen to it on Apple Podcast. But even if you watch on YouTube, head along over there and please just rate us 5 stars and drop a comment, drop a review rather. What you like about the show, what you love about the show, what you love about Chloe, what you love about me.
How about we say we read the best one, the best review every week? We'll read in the episode.
I will read the best review before I go to sleep every day and then also do it on the podcast. So please, awesome. We'd really appreciate if you do that. We're fighting algorithms here, okay? And like COVID-19, it's the invisible enemy. So I'm not going to cry like Cyril Ramaphosa. That's how you say his name. Sorry, everyone. I'm white. Sue me. My dad will fuck you up. That is. Catch me at the country club, ladies. I also feel like I've got a bit of a nasal discharge, also known as snot. Gross. So thank you so much. That's it from me.
That's it from me too.
We love you guys. Thanks for watching. Chookity Puck. We'll catch you on the flippity 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 flip. What?
Cheese.